This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Hey, what's going on?
So it was quite sunny and hot yesterday. Who wore their sunscreen? Who wore it?
I'm getting better.
Yeah, that's good.
Because like 5 years ago, we didn't even talk nearly as much as about how damaging the sun was.
Well, it was cool to get tanning minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's a new trend happening, though, that's kind of going the wrong direction.
Sunburn tattoos. So you just cover up, like, I guess put a stencil on your body and then lay out in the sun. I mean, girls used to do it with the
Playboy,
the Playboy bunny on the hip all the time. I used to work in a tanning salon when I was like 15, 16. And yeah, you girls would come in and they'd pay the 25 cents. They'd get the sticker and then they'd lay in the bed for 20 minutes. And
put it in the same spot every time they went in. And so like by the end of the summer, they had a perfect little white
bunny,
Playboy bunny.
It was all the rage.
Dads must have just been losing it in that era.
For like, sure.
You think you're a porn star?
So yeah, don't be someone that is in 2019 making sunburn tattoos. There's a guy who has like the Batman logo on his chest. Another person has like stars up their arm. And to be perfectly honest, it's just gonna, it's kind of insulting to people that maybe have had to have skin removed due to cancer scares.
And there are a lot of people that are very sensitive about those topics. So yeah, probably a bad idea. I mean, it is a cheap alternative to actually getting tattoo work done.
I guess right? So. I am curious how many of our listeners right now maybe work outside and do you wear sunscreen every day? Do you keep it on you at all times? Is it in your car? Because it's a lot more important than we realize. And all the women that I know that are so youthful in their 50s, I'm like, what's your secret? It's always sunscreen.
And avoiding the meth. Naming a kid is like probably the coolest thing I've ever got to do.
It sounds really stressful. Like how many hours did you put in trying to decide
Lots.
On Charlie?
Lots.
Like did you and your ex get into serious arguments? Were you like, no, were majority of the names only one of you liked and the other one hated? How does it work?
I would say in most situations, probably pretty similar to what ours was. If one person dislikes the name, it's off the table.
And how often were there, I like that too. I feel like few and far between.
Not bad. And then you'd write those down and then you have your list. I wanted, if it was a boy, to name him Wolfgang. And that was a huge no.
Really?
And then I also wanted my daughter's middle name, Charlie's middle name, to be just the letter B.
Charlie B.
Isn't that cute?
That's
and that was
so
a big no too. And those were the two I fought the hardest for that were shut down. There's a new company that has a pretty creative business plan. Check this out.
How much would you pay to find the perfect name for your baby? Is $350 too much? If you're having trouble selecting a name for your little one, a company says, hey, they can help. For $350, it will come up with 10 names and middle names to choose from. Consider it a boutique service for parents really struggling to come up with the perfect name to name their child. For $350, you also get a 15-minute consultation plus an exclusive gift when the baby comes home.
$350?
I'd work for that company. It would be so easy to have just 10 lists of 10 names each, and you just send the same lists to people.
Yeah.
Like that if they actually start making money, that would be a very smart business to steal.
Talking about baby names, it's a risky game. I mean, I'm a 29-year-old woman. I don't have any children yet. You burned me pretty good yesterday saying, what was the argument?
Well, in not like less than 9 months, you'll be 30. So I said, well, I guess you're not having a baby in your 20s.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to have a baby in my 20s. A lot of women these days are waiting till they're in their mid-30s.
Listen,
they're putting their careers first.
I wasn't trying to offend you.
It's fine. I don't want to argue with you. Because that's not the point of my story. But no, a lot of my girlfriends are on baby number two, you know, and I made the mistake once by saying what I would name my daughter in a room full of women. And all of them looked at me. And they went.
They liked it.
Oh, I like that. And I just knew. I knew it was a huge mistake. No, I'm not saying it.
Okay, rude. You could never work for this company. What's the most dad thing your dad has ever done?
So last year it was my dad practicing his fly fishing in the backyard for hours on end, just silently, back and forth.
You should get a Facebook Live going if you see that again.
Well, I had it on Snapchat, right? It did well. But no, this year it's definitely been topped. My dad needed a fourth for a round of golf in the afternoon. And who's the only person that is available in the afternoon on a weekday?
Me.
Ryder. Ryder goes, gets recognized by the guy that's working in the shop, gives Ryder free golf. Ryder comes out, brags about it to my dad, and my dad walks in there and says, yo, I'm Lisa Evans' dad. I'd like to get free golf, too. And he got it.
He got it, but...
For the record, I reached out to this golf course to apologize, because I don't know how my dad approached. No one was there to see.
Right.
And the guy working says, love your show. Your dad was a beauty. Don't worry.
Okay.
Thank God. So what is the most dad thing your dad's ever done? Em's text made me laugh out loud. She said, I used to call my food baby Eugene. So to embarrass me at work for Mother's Day, my dad brought me flowers for Eugene. It was the first time I had ever received flowers from a boy. I love that. And you'll never forget that story.
This text says, when I was around 12, my dad hung a skinned deer right inside the door of the garage. I walked in, was terrified to go back in for months. I'm 31 now and still have that memory engraved in my brain. I know a guy in Calgary, this is a pretty bad dad move, who had to get adult braces. And then he hated them so much that one night, I think after a few beers, he went out with pliers to the garage and tried to take off his own braces. It didn't work out well. He ended up pulling out one of his teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. We're all young and stupid back in the day. And one time, come home, the cops were looking for me. First person they talk to is my dad. So I get home, first thing he does, drag me by my head to the truck, straight to the cop station. With a pocket full of money to bail me right back out.
I love it so much. Did you learn your lesson, Smokey?
Oh, come on now. Of course. We all grow up.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I love it. Trending this hour. Jessica Biel is an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
That's what's trending today.
I wonder if JT is as well. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said he's got that twinkle in his eye now that, like, some celebs get as they get to about that age where all of a sudden they start going a little wingy.
Yeah.
I hope not. Anyway, I also saw a rant on Twitter the other day from a friend of mine that said there's no way that you can ban peanut butter from schools to protect kids, but you're letting unvaccinated children in these schools. So if we want, let's have a non-vaccinated school. It'll only go up to grade 8 because that's as long as they'll last.
Ryder.
And then have a vaccinated school where the kids are safe and don't get diseases that we figured out how to cure 50 years ago.
We have some celebrity birthdays today. My boyfriend Chris Evans turns 38, a.k.a. Captain America, the man of my heart.
Mr. Miley Cyrus.
No, that's Chris Hemsworth, I think. I always get confused, too.
Liam?
No, Chris Evans is single. Liam is with... No, which one's with... No.
Those three, I always get confused by. Both the Hemsworths and Chris Evans, for whatever reason.
They're all the same, same. Same, same, but different.
Yeah.
And also, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen turned 33 today. Listen, I've been tweeting at Netflix for years, okay? I'm doing everyone a favor. I've been harassing them to get all of their films on there. It hasn't happened yet.
You know why?
One of these days.
Because they turn their back on Netflix.
They turn their back on Fuller House.
Exactly. All they had to do was show up for one episode, and just one of them. And I once looked over at Dad at a fancy sushi restaurant, and he was scratching the inside of his ear with the chopstick, just slowly turning it. Like, Dad, put your chopstick down. This text from Alex is pretty wild. My dad would drive me to my morning practices, I assume for some kind of sports or music, at 5 a.m. Then he'd go back home to bed and then come and pick me up to drop me off at school. He was running late one time, picking me up from practice in just his underwear. I'm talking tidy whiteys. I said, you can drop me off in the corner away from the school. And he said, no, you'll be late, and proceeded to drop me off in front of my high school as everyone was walking in. I slipped out of the car trying not to open the door too wide. I was in grade 10. How mortifying. Your dad is just his gaunch.
Ross said, I was recovering from surgery and I was staying at my parents' place for 6 months. I really wanted satellite in my room, so I asked my dad casually to set it up, which apparently includes going beneath the house, running the wires out to the top of the house to the dish. He did it without hesitation. My mom told me weeks later he did it during a cold snap. It was minus 40 degrees.
Man.
That's so wonderful.
Beautiful story.
I love that. Also, there's texts like this. You know, when like your dad farts in the car and then rolls the windows up and locks them on the highway?
So not all the stories are like emotional heart tuggers.
Good morning. I have the most dad thing ever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be showing my age, but this was before cell phones were around. And I had two guys in a car following me on the way home, and I stopped and phoned my dad, and he said, no problem, just come home, and I'll take care of it. They were dum-dums, and they followed me home. I pull into the driveway, and there is my dad standing on the step with a bat.
Yes.
These guys run for the hill, and I'm like, sweet justice, Dad, thank you.
Now, this one probably takes the cake for me this morning.
Okay, let's hear it.
I texted Kristen saying, please call us, but I'm assuming we might move on after this, so I need to read it. My dad rented an aerator to do our lawn. He ended up having the handle knock him hard in the face. He almost broke his nose. Have you seen those aerator machines?
Yeah.
How hard they just...
Yeah, they bounce back pretty bad.
So if you're not holding
it...
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so he broke his nose. There was blood everywhere. He had two black eyes from it. But he didn't want to stop aerating because it was a rental and
right.
He only had 2 hours left to finish it and return it. That is hands down the most dad thing a dad could do.
I don't know. The dad in the gaunch dropping the kid off is pretty daddy too.
So we got a message. She wants to remain anonymous, but said we could call her M. It's the first letter of her name. Every boyfriend ever is like texting their girlfriend that's name starts with M.
Michelle, are just you?
What?
Mila.
So M reached out saying, listen, I'm 27. My boyfriend is 30. He's really investing in trying to save up to buy us a house. We live in a condo. But with that comes a lot of boring nights. He never wants to go out. He never wants to spend money on anything.
Save, save, save.
Pretty sure she said they've been together for like 5 or 6 years now. Okay. So she's invested in the relationship. She loves her boyfriend, but needs to motivate him to either get out of the house or find reasons for him to want to spend a little bit of money
right.
on maybe a date night or something.
Maybe even just push it back a year. Say like, are we cool in this condo for an extra year? And then we can have a date night once a week?
Yeah, I think budgeting a date is good because you also want to invest in your relationship, not just the
well,
house.
That's it. And like, I'm 36 now, so very wise.
Very.
And I just look back at that stretch in the late 20s, early 30s, which is the only time in your life when usually you have freedom and some money, you know, you're healthy, you're active. It's just a really good time. You don't want to be wasting it just worrying about money all the time, right?
For sure. Like, I know there's been a lot of experiences in my life where I was gonna stay in, and then I'll go out, and it's like the best night of my life.
Well, yeah, you don't remember the nights staying in. I mean, you still have to practice self-care.
Well, I don't know. There was this one night where I stayed in, and I ordered a whole pizza to myself, and then I was so sick on the toilet for like an entire 24 hours after. So I'll never forget that night staying in, but other than that, yeah.
Thanks for sharing. So Sarah McLachlan is performing the Canadian anthem tonight in Oakland at the Golden State Warriors Toronto Raptors Game 6.
It's Clueless Karaoke.
What better way to get amped up for the Raptors game tonight by singing some very sad Sarah McLachlan songs?
Just listen to both of our short performances and then let us know who you think sounded more emotionally invested.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance.
Gotta get sadder than that.
A ring that will make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Receive from my veins. Where's the chorus? Away my baby.
There you go.
In the arms of the angel. Fly away from here.
Yeah, I think I can do better.
What?
Look, I've already got tears going. You ready?
That's because you're thinking about dogs in cages.
Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass me by.
What?
Weep not for me.
No.
I can't sleep. text now, do you think?
Okay, Sarah texts and she's like, well, Ryder's more sleepy.
I'm the other sister's taking the shower probably saved him some.
Yeah, it became very normal after a while.
Serious question, though. Like, how many times did he actually have to physically knock on the door? Did you go over the 10 minutes or did you, after a while, get used to it that you knew it was like, okay, it's almost 10 minutes. I got to turn the shower off.
We would wait for him to knock on the door, and that's how we knew that our shower was done.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.